Hey, it's Krista. Thanks for being here, showing up for yourself, and being curious today. On the Rewilding Humanity podcast, we explore the depths of what it means to be human and how to come back into wholeness, physically, mentally, spiritually. Virtual high five to all you truth seekers out there. Let's get into it. Ayo, everyone, I am back. Oh man, do I have some stories to tell you today? Oh man, and I've been waiting like a couple of months now to record this episode. It is now September 7th, 2023. It's my birthday in a couple of days, September 9th. And I didn't want to record this until I felt ready. And I don't know if I totally feel ready, but I think I'm as ready as I'm going to be. Lots of big announcements today. And I feel really good about it. I love being an open book. I think it's really important to share experiences that we go through, even when they're hard, so that other people can learn from them or maybe be inspired or learn from mistakes that I've made. And yeah, I also just have no shame around some of the things that have happened over the last little bit. And I think I'm ready to share things with all of you. So let's get into it. You probably noticed that the title of the podcast has changed. It is no longer the Wild Remedies Podcast. It is now the Rewilding Humanity Podcast. Now, as you probably may have guessed, if you've been listening to the podcast over the past 6 months or so, I've been alluding a lot on the episodes about, you know, going through a really difficult time and all of this crazy stuff happening in my astrology chart and the eclipse season that we went through back in, what was it, like May or so, was a lot of death and rebirth. And I've had a lot of big like surprises and shakeups and things. Also, you know, talking about one of my businesses struggling. And as you probably could guess, that would be Wild Remedies. So over the summer, I had to shut down Wild Remedies. Wild Remedies is no longer. And yeah, it was kind of a tough pill to swallow in the beginning. I was really surprised and confused. I mean, as a startup owner, you're always on the brink of bankruptcy for the first few years. Like, no joke, it's hard. And I actually thought we were in a pretty good position. Like back in January, I was just like, oh man, I was learning all of this stuff about my North Node and bringing in, you know, how bringing in or working in partnerships and bringing in partners and all of these things were my path. And I knew I was going to need more money for the company at that time. And I was totally prepared. I was writing decks. I was going to start pitching to raise $3 million to scale the business and focus more on online. And there were new products that I wanted to launch and all of these things. And all these incredible people were coming into my life at that time. And there was a lot of positive energy. And it felt like that's the direction things were going. And within a couple of months, it went from that energy to all of my advisors being like, hey, listen, nobody's going to invest in this. You need to get rid of the debt that you have and basically make it go away, in a sense, file for bankruptcy or like start over or do something. And I was like, what? What do you mean? Like, that's not part of the plan. That's not what I interpreted from the oracles that I've been working with. And, you know, this purpose that I felt that I had with Wild Remedies, working on it for over the past 7 years and feeling like, you know, this was the thing that I needed to do to bring to the world. I've spent so much time and energy on it. And I was just like, huh, interesting. And I'm just trying to think, there's so many different pieces to put together here as to like how all of this came to be. I think one of the most important things that I had discovered around this time too was that even though I was really excited about the potential of creating new products and I felt like we had some momentum, we were in Whole Foods and we were in 70 retailers and, you know, we almost won Product of the Year award with BC Food and Bev, like all of these things, we looked really good on paper and it felt really good in a sense, there was so much pushing. There was so much pushing. And I have pushed and been in my masculine for well over a decade, maybe longer, maybe half of my life at this point. And over the past year or so, and if you guys follow me on Instagram, you probably notice like I've been posting different things now where I've been working with plants in a different way. I have been wildcrafting and foraging. I've always, you know, I love nature so much and I'm always outside and hiking and all these things as much as possible. But I suddenly, and with spiritual guidance, really realized that, oh, hey, you know, oh, I actually communicate with plants and I think this is my realm. And that really became something that started to seep into my cells over the past year or two. And also this deep, deep, deep desire to slow the fuck down started to creep in. You know, I remember having thoughts and declaring statements like, I want people to come in and take over the masculine parts of this business. Like, I'm just so done pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. I don't care what business you run. Like, any business owner out there knows you grind. You grind. And I know grinding. I have known grinding for decades. I lived it. I loved it. The hustle mentality. Like, it's just what I did for many years. I've definitely slowed down the past few years. Like, I used to grind to the point where I had a startup, another startup that I co-founded a few years ago when I was living in Malaysia. So I was working for this company called Mind Valley. And I also had a startup. It was also when I started Wild Remedies. But I remember like the startup hustle grind mentality was just so favored in that culture, in that company that I worked in. And like, I would work till like 2-3 in the morning, literally crawl to bed, get up at 6 a.m. and like do it all over again. I didn't do that to that extent anymore. Living in that way really took a lot out of my body. I didn't realize it at the time, but through a lot of the healing that I've been doing lately over the past year or so, I've really noticed that there are many behaviors that I have been doing, presenting myself over the past decade or so that have definitely contributed to the state of dis-ease in my body. And so that was just really calling me. You know, I wanted to build like this massive business, but I wanted to do less work, you know, and I wanted more calmness and ease and just like more femininity in my life. And to be honest, those things don't go hand in hand. It is really difficult to be in your feminine and scale like a multi-million dollar business. It's just, I don't even know if it's possible. I mean, I guess if you have an incredible team, which I did, really, really great people that I worked with, but it's still a tough thing to do as a woman. And it takes a huge toll on your health. I still have the personality, though. You know, I'm a manifesting generator. I love doing lots of different things at the same time. I'm really good at it. I was definitely getting to a point where I was juggling way too many things. Like, I was creative director for the Shift Network. I was running Wild Remedies, and I have a design consultancy. So, like, back in January of this year, those were still all of the things that I was juggling, and I had been for 2 years since I had, you know, basically launched the new line of Magic Lattes. So my plate was always very, very, very full. And like I mentioned, I really did declare, I was like, hey, like, I don't want to do the masculine part of business anymore. I'm over it. I want to bring in people. I want the right people. I want to do the stuff that I really love doing, which is creating beautiful products and beautiful experiences. And, you know, that's my thing. That's my gift. You know, my gene key profile, like, my gift is artfulness, right? Like, that's a huge gift for me. That's what I love doing. And so I think at that point, something kind of shifted my timelines. And, you know, I spoke with one of my spiritual counselors about this, and she mentioned it. She was like, you know, when you declared this, things changed. And I also feel like it was something that was destined as well, because as we went through springtime and into eclipse season, you know, I was watching, I don't know if you guys use the app, it's called The Pattern. I love that app. It's terrifyingly accurate. And I saw a few cycles that were coming up in my chart that I was just like, oh, that looks uncomfortable, but it's going to be fine. It's like, it's not a big deal. That's not for me. So one of the cycles was literally called Mission Realignment, and the other one is called Release in Advance. And they were both happening at the same time. I kid you not, on the day that these cycles started, huge things in my life presented that started the unraveling of the business. And I was just like, whoa, this shit is no joke. So I think this was meant to happen anyway. And because I've gone through so many death and rebirth cycles in my life, and also I have a very adventurous spirit, and also I'm really good with change, I was just like, you know, threw my hands up in the air and I was like, all right, well, here we go. I guess this is what we're doing, you know? And it wasn't like I tried everything that I could to keep the business alive. Like there was, you know, a good 2 or 3 months where I tried everything. I literally did, you know, as an entrepreneur, as somebody who really thought of this company as my child, it was a tough pill to swallow in the beginning. I tried absolutely everything for sure. But as time went on, it was just like one thing led to the next, to the next, to the next, and that, like, everything that could fucking go wrong just started to happen. And it was like, whoa, okay. There's no fighting this. There's no fighting this. I just need to let it happen. So this energy, this mission realignment is actually in my chart until like February of 2024. And one of my friends, Vika Bradford, she's been on the podcast a couple of times. I did a session with her a while back, and she was like, she saw this coming. She was like, you have like a midlife crisis coming up. And I was, what do you mean, bitch? No, that's not happening. What do you mean? And indeed, that is very much what's happening right now. It feels like a midlife crisis. I'm like, what the fuck is my purpose? Like, what is going on? I thought this was the thing that I was supposed to do. And I have so much time on my hands right now because I was in this incredible space back in January where I was just like, oh, I'm raising $3 million and everything's going to be fucking amazing. And da 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 da. And I have all these investors and stuff that are coming into my life right now. I went and quit my consulting gig at the Shift Network. And literally told everyone, like, yeah, you know, raising all this capital, it's going to be great. Shit's going to pop off. I'm out with love and light. Like, love them. Love the Shift Network. Love Steven. He's been on the podcast. He's so wonderful. I told him actually after I reached out, and I don't know, we were chatting about something, and I was like, yeah, by the way, my business went under. And he was like, oh, shit. So he knows. But yeah, you know, to add some more stress to the plate, you know, to my plate, I was just like, yeah, everything's going to be fine. And so I need to leave this job. I also left it the day after I came back from a pretty intense mushroom journey. So there was a lot going on there for me at that time. But it was a decision that I made, really, again, with guidance from a spiritual counselor. And I really relied on my intuition on that, you know, on that decision. It wasn't just like a willy-nilly, hey, I'm going to do this because I think all these great things are going to happen. I knew that there was risk in that. But I was like, you know what? I'm overwhelmed and I have faith that I will be okay and that, you know, income will come in through my regular design business and it'll be fine. And it was. There's one thing that I feel I'm very blessed with in this life is in my career, in my design career and business, I have been very, very fortunate. You know, I don't look for clients. They just show up. You know, it's something that I've built now over 15 years. So I'm very experienced. I've been in the industry for a long time and I've worked with really great people, a lot of them very well known. And so, you know, I've really changed that relationship with that business in the past year too, because for a while, I really resented it because all I wanted to do was work in Wild Remedies and create products and, you know, just get this fucking business off the ground so I can do it full time because this is my passion and all my design stuff is like just kind of getting in the way. where now everything has flipped and I'm just like, oh man, am I ever grateful for this business and my incredible clients. Like, they're just honestly so lovely. I attract just the most awesome people. So I'm very grateful for that. And I also recognize too that having that business has, you know, put me in a position that isn't as dire as some people who, I mean, many, many people are losing their businesses right now. I was listening to a podcast and the stats are that about 250,000 businesses in Canada are on the brink of going under, which is really heartbreaking, but not at all surprising. I mean, what did they think? Shutting down the world for 3 fucking years was going to happen, right? And we were kind of a casualty of that as well. There were mistakes that I made, and maybe I'll do another podcast around that as well, just in terms of what I would do different launching a product-based business again, because there were certainly some mistakes that I had made, honest mistakes, you know, that were reviewed by many mentors and who also were just like, oh yeah, 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 that's the direction you should go in, right? So it wasn't just me, but I truly feel like I was quite held through this process where it could have been a lot more painful. Yeah, I had such wonderful human beings, mentors, teammates, just so many people that just kind of came around me to support me through this process, including my spirit team for sure. Because this process for most people, I feel, can be an absolute nightmare. And for me, I really feel like it was just freeing. When I started getting the feedback that, hey, what you've built is not going to work and you need to start shutting stuff down, it was like a holy shit. But it also felt like freedom was on the other side. I used to live my life in a way where I was traveling constantly. You know, I lived the laptop lifestyle. I've lived in many places around the world. I love adventure. And I really feel like this business was starting to hold me back. And the relationship was not nourishing in many ways. I've never been paid for doing Wild Remedies. I've been doing that business for 7 years and I never paid myself ever. I paid everybody else. You know, we had lots of folks that have worked with Wild Remedies over the years. And I mean, the fact of the matter is it takes a shit ton of money to get a brand like that off the ground, especially when you're going mass, especially when you're getting into Whole Foods and doing all of those things. And a lot of founders will tell you too, like, they're the last ones to get paid. And if you don't have cash, you don't get paid, basically, right? And a big issue for us when I first started Wild Remedies, it was simple. It's just one little product. You know, I started out hand making it. I then got some help, but it was such a small operation. I felt like it was kind of tested enough to launch this new line that I wanted to do. And we launched in 2020. We all know what happened during 2020, right? Like, it was such a nightmare. It started off as a disaster because we had so many delays with manufacturing. We lost at least 6 months in, you know, potential sales. We're in a fucking recession, you know, like the past, like there could not have been a worse time, you know, history in the past decade, maybe, or few decades to launch a business, right? It was, so we had a lot of cards stacked against us. Is that a saying? Did I say that right? I don't know. Anyway. Yeah. So there were many challenges. I had a company steal from me. I had another company, well, they were holding my product ransom at one point. It was crazy. There was just so many things, so many blockages. And it was so weird. Like, I had somebody who was working on the team. She even mentioned once, she was like, dude, I don't know, but like, this kind of seems cursed. And I was like, I know, like literally nothing goes right. It's so weird. So there were definitely clear signs that I was probably not on the right path, or that at least a tweak needed to be made, a pretty big tweak. I had piled a lot of stuff on top of myself, you know, huge, huge, huge business debts. Like, I was paying $7,000 a month just in loan payments, y'all. Crazy, right? And yeah, you know, a lot of sleepless nights, a lot of, you know, waking up at 4 a.m, freaking the fuck out, being like, oh my God, where am I going to get money? Where am I going to, like, it's just, yeah. And we hustled, we grinded, we did all the things, and it just wasn't enough. And it wasn't in alignment. So the unfolding process started. And like I said, one thing after the next, after the next, it was just, all the signs were very, very clear that it was time to shut her down. And everyone was so gracious, you know, like our amazing contacts at Whole Foods were so kind to us, and our distributors were so kind. And that's one of the things that I really pride myself around the business that I had built, is that our community is so amazing. And people in the health food supplement community are really, really great people too. And what's happening to our industry right now is actually really terrifying. And this might have been a sign as to why I needed to exit it right now as well. The next episode is going to be with another supplement, not a founder. His father founded the company, but you're going to hear from an individual who has gone through the ringer with Health Canada. You're going to learn what Health Canada really is, how it operates, how it's connected with Big Pharma. It's absolutely horrendous. If you haven't heard what's going on with the natural health industry here in Canada, basically it's being destroyed right now. A lot of crazy stuff. So make sure you listen to the next episode. We're going to get into that a little bit more. And I've really changed my perspective around what I want to build over the past couple of months too. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. A couple of like sort of interesting things that happen as, you know, this business started to unravel. I think it was during the eclipse season. So not only did I have all of this Pluto square thing in my chart, mission realignment, release in advance, all of that, but I went through eclipse season too. And it was definitely hitting me really hard. And I remember getting out or going out for a walk one evening by the creek by my house, and I was staring up at the moon and I was looking at it and I was just like, what do you got for me now, bitch? And no joke, you guys, it was dark. It was like, I don't know, 10 o'clock at night. And I look down and there's a fucking snake at my feet. Like, snakes hang out during the day, like to get warm and whatever, right? I don't know. Anyway, I've never seen a snake at night, but, and it was right there by my feet. And, you know, snakes obviously represent transformation, shedding of the skin, death and rebirth. And I was like, yeah, yeah, I get that. I totally get that. One of the other cycles that I was going through, so there was that mission realignment. There was also the release in advance. It was so interesting. I had a really profound dream one night. Oh gosh, can I remember it now? I can't remember the details of it right now, but I woke up that morning and I just had like this huge epiphany, this big realization. And I was just, oh my God, I haven't been working with plants in the right way. I haven't had the right relationship to the plants. And this was also something that was starting to like nag at me a little bit too, right? We did everything we could in terms of like sustainability, creating the products that we did, but in the end, we were creating a mass consumer product, right? There's so many considerations that you need to make when creating that type of product. You know, I was considering the branding and all the things and what I've been really feeling called to do with more of the wildcraft and all of that. And just something clicked during dream time. And I woke up and I was like, oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. I need to get rid of this business. This is not the way the plants want to work with me. And I just remember it just being like such a powerful feeling within myself. And I was sitting outside having a potion of some sort in the morning. And I was messaging one of my teammates about it and letting her know about the dream. And as I was explaining the dream, I look up and this massive eagle flew over my head in my backyard, a bald eagle in my backyard in the middle of Kelowna. And I was like, I was just like laughing. I probably cried. I was like, wow, okay. And eagles are all about like perspective, right? Like changing perspective, new heights, all of these things. So I was like, wow. So I was very cognizant of watching for signs and things as this process was happening. I really, really took care of my nervous system. You know, there were times where things were difficult and we started having conversations with insolvency people. And I would really notice in my body that I was feeling, I didn't have a lot of emotional stuff through this process. I feel like I've been through so much shit, like emotionally, I'm quite resilient, but I started processing things through my body. So for example, I'd be on a call with the insolvency guy and I would notice that I felt like I wanted to throw up. And I'm like, okay, that's weird. I'm like, okay, something is stuck. I think I'm going to go do some breath work. So have my meeting, walk upstairs, started doing some breath work. And within literally 30 seconds, just huge, huge releases, sobbing. I think I actually even went into the state where I get tetany, like my hands cramp up and stuff. It's usually something that I need to do in breath work for 30 minutes or so to get to that state. But it was just like right now, like my body was just like, it needed to get stuff out for sure. I also process quite a bit during dream time. I work with a really fabulous therapist who I should actually have her on the podcast. And we do a lot of dream work, which is really interesting. And I've been noticing it a lot more in journaling my dreams. And I've had several instances over this process where I've woken up crying. So a lot of the emotional stuff is definitely being processed during dream time. And I'm able to, you know, write down those dreams, talk about them with my therapist and see what I am truly feeling, right? And there was a lot of grief. I had to put on a really brave face, you know, just take the punches and roll with them as they came through and ride that wave and go down into the depths and come back up to little bits of inspiration. It's really just been like, almost like I've been floating in an ocean that, and there's a storm. And so I'm kind of just being tossed and I'm practicing sort of like non-resistance. So I'm not swimming. I'm just like letting it float and the waves can hit me and toss me around. But I know that it's going to calm down at some point. And so you just release. I feel like in these moments, the more we fight it, the worse it is, right? And, you know, I also knew that this was going to be a process. It wasn't going to happen overnight. I think when we kind of started it, it was like May, so May, June, July, August, we're now in September. Yeah, it was about like 4 months or so. It was still not totally finished. So we'll say about like 5 months in total. I'm kind of like that. Okay, we're actually going to do this. Fuck, this is happening. Holy shit. Here we go. So it's been a few months. I just made a promise to myself that I would take care of myself through the process. And I spent lots of time on the beach. I had a lot less work to do. That's a whole new paradigm that I am dealing with right now that feels so foreign, you guys. I went from literally having to schedule the tiniest thing in my day because I was juggling so much to having so much time on my hands that I'm just like, I don't even know what to do. And like, I don't even want to do anything at this point. You know, my inspiration has been kind of dampened. I mean, again, we've just gone through so much astrologically just in the past year, this summer. I mean, right now we're just coming out of a period where we were in like, what, 7 retrogrades at once? I'm so glad that I understand these energies now where I can just be like, oh, okay, I see what's happening here. Cool to have naps. Let's just have all the naps, you know? But the whole paradigm of what do I do with myself during the day has been very strange. And you know, there's so many options. There's so many things I could do. And I'm so used to mentally being trying to figure stuff out. Oh, well, I should be doing this. So let's do that. And oh, I should do this. Should. Shitting all over myself, as some coaches and shit out there say. In this case, things have shifted for me where I have been learning and practicing embodiment and listening even deeper to my intuition through this process as well, and letting my life unfold by letting my soul lead. And this is new. This is different. And what this feels like and what this looks like is I'm not going to move until you make me. I'm not going to move until I'm inspired, until there's a fuck yes in front of me. I'm just going to sit back and chill. I've been taking trips to the Kootenays. I'm currently up north visiting my sister. We're going to up close to the Yukon to Liard Hot Springs for my birthday this weekend, and taking half of the month to go to an event in Jasper. And like, you know, I'm back to laptop lifestyle. And I feel like travel is going to be coming up this winter, international travel. I haven't been anywhere international since the craziness that unfolded in 2020. And I thought I knew where I wanted to go. And I felt excited about it. And then all of that energy kind of dissipated and was like, no, I don't want to do that anymore. And I've been thinking about what to do with my place. I'm not happy in Kelowna anymore. There was all of these things that I was just like, ugh, everything was so crunchy. I just wanted everything to fucking burn down. Everything. Like with the fires that just happened in Kelowna, I was like, please God, let my place burn. I don't want any of it anymore. I'm done. That sounds crazy, but that's just what it feels like for me right now is like, okay, if this needs to die, I want everything to die. I want it all off. And I want to start over from a place that is fully in alignment for me. And I want to know what is in alignment for me by really deeply listening to my intuition and getting very clear signs. I was even at a point only a couple of weeks ago where I thought I might not even do the podcast anymore. I'm like, fuck it. I don't know. I don't even know if I'm supposed to do this. What's the point? You know? I don't make any money off of it. I pay money to make this happen. I thought about having sponsors. You know, I'd reached out to a few people and thought that that was going to be a thing. And I was like, oh, it'd be cool to have people, you know, just pay a small monthly fee and have people in my community and products that I actually really enjoy promoting and all of this stuff. But it felt off. It felt like work. It didn't feel in alignment. And I was like, no, I don't want to do that. And I was having a call with one of my team members who normally produces the podcast, and she's busy with other things now. And so we were talking about listing all the tasks and what it takes in order to produce the podcast and do all the social media and all the things. And some of these things are just not things that I'm willing to do. Production stuff is just not my jam. Either somebody else is going to fucking do this or it's not happening. I love bringing in the people. I love talking and doing that part and sharing on social media, but everything else, that's not happening. So if the support isn't there, it's not happening. And as we were creating this list, we were talking about how much this is going to cost. And it was coming in at a total that I just wasn't willing to invest in. You know, I'm trying to simplify my life right now. I don't want to make it more complicated. And in my mind, as we're having this conversation, I just like thought to my spirit team, I was just like, okay, I'm not going to do this. Like, if you want me to do this, if this is my path, you have to show me because this doesn't feel good. This isn't in alignment. This is too much. This is too much of a burden. And I flicked over to my email, and right there was an email sitting in my inbox that another team member had forwarded me. Someone had sent to like our support email, I don't know how long ago, being like, hey, we produce podcasts. I clicked on their website and I was like, oh my God, this is actually really affordable. Had a call with them. They're doing a free one for me. Hopefully it works out. I mean, you'll know if it works out, whether you're listening to this podcast or not. But it was just like, whoa. And I noticed that now too. It's happened a few times where I'm like, I'm not moving unless you show me. Like, I want my soul to show me. I want my guides to show me, whatever it is. Make me move. Give me signs. And it will just happen. You know, like Kelowna was just on fire. And I just had this deep feeling in my body that I needed to get the fuck out of there. I knew my place wasn't in danger or anything, but I was like, I just need to go. To me, that was like a really big sign. You know, talking about the next thing that I want to do, which I'll get into, I asked for signs. You know, I need help. I need support in this. Bring me people to help me make this a reality. And I'll get a text message, you know, from somebody being like, hey, there's this individual that wants to talk to you about this certain thing. And I'm like, okay, cool. And meeting with people and talking with people, you know, I feel like I'm being presented with things that are like, okay, you know, maybe later, but nothing that's like a fuck yes right now. So I feel, and especially with the energy that I currently have in my chart, I feel like I'm going to have a few months here left of like not really sure what I'm doing in terms of like purpose. Because even though, you know, I love my clients and all the things with design, there's something else that is nagging at me that doesn't feel like that's my purpose. It's great. That's my work. And I love that. But there's something else that's missing. And clues that I have received through, you know, chart readings and all these things, and that I have known intuitively for a long time, are community building, connecting people with plants. And a really big one is community. That's such a huge thing for me. And that's why I am continuing the podcast, because I feel like we are building a community here. So if you are listening and you have been listening religiously, I really, really appreciate it. I feel like so many incredible people have reached out through the podcast and through me sharing. I've been able to forge some pretty cool relationships with people that I wouldn't have without creating this podcast. Actually, oh my gosh, and I hope she's listening. I met this really wonderful woman, and I'm not going to say her name, but I was at a market this summer, and this lovely woman came up. And if you're listening, thank you so much for saying this to me, because I was very much at a point where I was feeling disillusioned, and I didn't know if I wanted to continue doing the podcast. And she has a really lovely company selling natural products and stuff. And she comes running up to me at this market, and she's like, "Hi, Krista, hi." And I was like, "Hi." And I'm like, I don't think I recognize you. And she's like, "Oh, you don't know me. But I just wanted to say that I love your podcast and it's so great. And I listen to it every week." And I was like, "Oh, that's so sweet. I really appreciate it." And, you know, she even mentioned something to the effect that, you know, her products are so great because she listens to my podcast while she makes them. And I was just like, oh my God, my heart is so sweet. Thank you so much for saying that. It's just, that was really kind. So I really, really, really appreciate that feedback, and kind of gave me the inspiration to be like, okay, we really are creating something here. I don't know what it is yet, but community is something that I deeply crave. And I feel like this is going to be a platform that's going to be able to help launch and build more things in the future. So what some of those things might look like, and again, I'm going to be swimming in like this muck and ooze of like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing for a little bit here, but I had a really profound experience over the summer. Now, I started getting these intuitive downloads during the pandemic when I was stuck at home and I wasn't allowed to go into restaurants because I didn't have a fucking QR code. And I was terrified to death watching all of the insane shit happen in our country and around the world that I needed to get on land. And at that time, it was just like, I just want to live there. But over time, I started seeing visions of growing my own botanicals for products at Wild Remedies. And I saw collaborating with my sister. She does, you know, a little bit of farming and she has animals and all of these things. And as I felt more drawn to this, I saw more and more people in my community feeling drawn to this. And I kind of started making little business plans. So that was sitting on my heart and feeling more and more called in that direction, but nothing coming into my reality yet that was like, it's time now, or, you know, it's a fuck yes, or, hey, I have all the resources that I need to do this. But some things that have been becoming more clear around that idea are location. I've been feeling very, very drawn to the Kootenays, these beautiful mountains in southeastern BC. Been spending more and more time there. There's something energetically very powerful about that place, and I've been meeting really incredible people there as well. So there's something there. I also had a pretty profound experience after an event that I went to. So Dr. Kevin Preston, who has also been on this podcast a couple of times, he put on an event, the New Human event. I think it was in June. And I had such a fucking epic time. It was so great. Hosted a couple really wonderful people at my parents' cabin. I had Mark Groves and Sarah Swain stay with me, both wonderful humans that know Mark for a little while, but Sarah kind of connected with over the pandemic. Very similar views with what's happening in the world. And so I was really excited to have them and host them. We had a really great time. Mark was a speaker at Kevin's event. I was actually able to introduce them, which felt really, really good. That was so cool, you know, getting people together that want to work together, want to collaborate, and being able to make that happen. That's something that I really, really love doing. I love connecting people. You know, I ended up going to the event and I realized there were so many people in our community of like healers and mystics and all of these incredible people that were there. And it just felt like home, you know? And I felt like I belonged in a way that I haven't felt in a really, really long time. And that just felt like there was medicine in that. There was also so much medicine in the ceremonies that we did, led by First Nations. We did the smudging thing and then walked out after we were all smudged and like the sky just opened and a torrential downpour happened and we walked out into the rain. It was basically like we were baptized. It was so fucking crazy, like such intense energy. I was just like yawning and yawning and yawning, like just moving all of this energy through me. It was so crazy. I came back to the event the next day and people were just like, "You look different." It's like, "What do you mean?" They're like, "Yeah, we were talking about you at dinner last night. Like, you look different after that process that we went through." And I was like, "Huh, okay, interesting." And after the event, had some more friends from the community come back to the cabin after, and we kind of processed and reflected, and it was really wonderful. And then the following day, I had a day to myself at the cabin. Everyone had left, and it was wild, you guys. Like, I got up in the morning and walked down to the dock to have, I don't know, it's probably like my cacao potion, which I'll tell you guys about as well at the end of the podcast. And I just started receiving downloads and downloads and downloads. Like, there was just so much love vibration in me from the connection of the people in that community and the feeling of belonging and just the experience of the event. And it was wild. It was like, these downloads started coming in and I could just see in my mind's eye, like the land that I needed, what I needed to build. I needed to create a space where community can gather, where I can steward the forest, teach people to connect with the plants, teach people to connect with the forest. And this is another thing too that I noticed this summer. I've organically started having people reach out to me and say, "Hey, can you take me and my friends out on like a foraging trip?" Or, "Hey, I'm hosting this event. Can you come and teach people stuff?" Like, "Hey, we've been seeing what you've been posting about all of the stuff that you've been creating with your hands, and we want more of that." So I noticed that. I noticed that there's a craving for that. I think a lot of people are really sick of all of like the digital stuff and the separation. And people want community. People want to learn. They want more self-sufficiency. They want to be able to create their own medicine. And so this all started kind of pouring in. About a year or so ago, I also had a download for Wild Remedies Cafe that I wanted to create. And this was going to be a space where I would have a beautiful menu of, at the time would have been magic lattes and, you know, elixirs and cocktails that have just the most high vibe fucking flower essences and homemade herbal marshmallows and, you know, flower waters and herbal teas and tinctures and all of these things, but like with gourmet flavor, you know, which is like my vibe. And then have the walls filled with beautiful wild crafted herbs and stuff that people can come and make their own teas and tinctures, and we can hold workshops and all of that stuff. So I was feeling that very, very heavily. And as the business started to fall apart, like those dreams sort of felt like they went away. They were going to be gone to the wind. But during that download, I was like, "Oh, that's where we have the Apothecary Cafe. It's on the land. And the people that can come to the event, I'm not necessarily interested in hosting the events. I think I will host people to come to the land. I would like to have the opportunity for people to be able to stay there and some really beautiful, you know, whatever we end up having, cabins or tiny homes or yurts or whatever that looks like. You know, I want to do foraging experiences and help people prepare products and stuff in the future. But I think what I would really love to do is just create a beautiful place where people can come and host their own events. And I saw that. I saw it so clearly. I'm like, I don't need to host the events. I just need to create the beautiful space. I want to be kind of like the house that you go to where you come over for dinner and you have like the most amazing dinner, an incredible experience. And then you leave and you're just like, oh man, that was so awesome. The food was so great. The atmosphere was so beautiful. That's really what I want to create. Those visions just all started pouring in and I saw how the podcast piece came in. Oh man, you know, I can just, podcast is going to be so great to build the community because I can bring in all these wonderful healers and things. And those people are now part of the community. And then maybe they're able to host their events at, you know, this retreat or whatever it is that I'm going to call it. So just all kind of like pieced together. And what this felt like to me was like such joy and inspiration where I was sobbing and then like crying, making notes. And then like I would get exhausted and I would go and sleep. And then I'd wake up and then more downloads and crying. And then I'm starving. So I like go to the fridge, eating like fucking cold meat out of the fridge, you know, so thankful and so grateful to have like inspiration after months and months of just feeling like, what the fuck is going on with my life? And this happened for probably like 12 hours, like get up, inspiration, notes, cry, sleep, get up, inspiration, notes, cry, sleep, eat, like just over and over again. It was crazy. And yeah, it was just like full body shivers and vivid and so exciting. And I felt really inspired. And I feel like that is what will be the next step. But it's a lot. It's a big project. And I think that I just need to take a little bit of time to regroup, do some traveling, grow this fucking awesome podcast, and then let things show up. If this is what I'm meant to do, if this what is my soul's highest purpose and what I'm meant to do, then I'm not moving until you bring me the people, the resources, the things that are required in order to create this, because I'm not going to push and grind and fucking whatever I've done in the past in order to make something happen. It just needs to flow. So that's going to be my practice, hopefully for the rest of my life now. You know, I'm almost 40. I'm turning 39 in 2 days. Oh my God, I just looked at the clock and it's 12:12. I've been getting so many. I think I started this podcast actually at 11:11 too. That's hilarious. Of course. Yeah. Thanks, guides. Yeah. I'm moving into a new era of operating differently in the world. And oh my gosh, you guys, I'm so excited for you to listen to. It's going to be a few podcasts away, but I had a really incredible Mayan astrology reading from this incredible man who's going to be on the podcast. And I garnered a lot of wisdom about the energy that I'm moving into here in my 40s and what that's going to look like. I think there's a lot of really cool, powerful stuff there that I want to introduce you guys to. Yeah, if you feel called to book a session with him, it'd be really cool. I'm entering into a new archetype of the warrior and the healer here at the age of 40 and a half. And from what I've told, I'm going to have a lot more clarity at that point in my life too. So I'm close and it aligns, you know, very well with my quote unquote regular astrology stuff. So now that, you know, I'm aware of what the energetic influences are and why I'm feeling the way that I am. And so I'm just chilling out, you know, instead of pushing, I'm just relaxing and letting it unfold. Because what I do know, you know, as much bullshit as I've been through in my life, as we all have, you know, a lot of these things are happening for us, not to us. So I know that there's something bigger and better on the other side of it. And I'm just going to relax into it. Yeah. Big love as always for being here today. I appreciate you so much supporting this project. Here's to truth, unity, mystical, and the magical. If you want to connect more, hit me up on the gram at magic, M-A-G-I-C-K dot maven. I'm a lover and maker of herbal potions, beautiful environments, brands, adventures, and wildcrafts. So if that's something that lights you up, I am always up to some wacky adventure and would love to connect with you there. If you feel called to share this episode, please do. This is a passion project. I'm not doing any sponsorship at this time, so it would mean the world. Thanks again, and see you on the next episode.